So we're doing a campaign with Lyle Skanes today at some point, right?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. Okay, I'm
Tomorrow.
sorry, I
Tomorrow.
forgot about that. So, and we're inviting her to the Fantasy Spoils Discord, correct? We're gonna kind of.
Yeah, we'll invite her to the Fantasy Spoils Discord. And by the way, Rob, I just want to remind you, like, I want to do a podcast today. So can we make sure at some point, like, we record
I
one?
guess I'm pretty tired today, but I don't know. Yeah, I. That seems fine. Yeah,
I mean,
that's. I mean,
it doesn't have to be like, I mean, for our listeners, I don't think it has to be particularly interesting.
you're
Keep in
never
mind,
ready.
they're
Yeah,
quarantined and they're starving. They're probably totally out
that's
of their
right.
Netflix queue. They're probably out of their Disney Plus queue, their Epix queue, their QVC queue. So it's just VC at that point.
That's right. Exactly. That. Yeah. No. Okay. That's fine. We'll. We endeavor as always to keep our standards low.
Yeah, right.
So,
Right. One star reviews.
I point out for your delectation, if you haven't seen it yet, in Fantasy Spoils, there's a new room that's called Glimmer City Bank at Knife Point.
I did see it. So is that that's a heist, I take it. A heist caper. Yeah. Those
Yes.
are very popular in the world of D&D these days.
Oh, okay. I
Yeah,
didn't,
that's like a
yeah.
whole genre that has like come up so much. I mean, heists themselves, the heist movies and heist everything. But yeah, someone did, let's see, I think amongst other, there's like the Honey Bear Caper and things like that. Anyway, so Glimmer City,
Okay.
it sounds like they're
Let me,
picking up the
yes.
spirit of the heist.
Exactly. They're doing a heist and it stars one of my favorite pairs of characters, and that's a thing that I'm really enjoying in Fantasy Spoils and the whole D&D world is that characters often have a little sub character, a little dragon or something that circles them, but there's kind of a morose bard with his lute, Lutey,
Oh yeah, and Ludi's has its own personality.
And Ludi has become a lot of people's favorite character, and I know the writer of that and of that group. Actually, it's a trio of people who were playing, and then they just decided that they loved their characters and they wanted to continue beyond some of the plan thing. So
Oh,
that's
I
their
love
own little
it. I love
independent
it.
thing. Yep.
Well,
So
I'll have to go in and give it a read. I don't know if that's, is that something where it would be okay to do to drop in and do cameos, or is
absolutely. I
better
mean,
not
I
to?
did. I kind of lurked in the background. I'm sure it breaks every possible piece of D&D etiquette, but I just it was my little character Harold. I sit there and think about things in italics, and just I'm assuming that that's okay. And I got bit. One of the other subsidiary characters bit me on the ankle, and I yelped. I try not to get in the way of people because they. This group was doing something that we really recommend a lot in improv, which I love that they're doing it, which is that they had their audio track on
Oh,
at the same
nice.
time. So they're talking and writing. And I don't know, we should write a whole thing about that. It's
Yeah.
a
Well,
really
in
interesting
general, we've been
phenomenon.
doing that with my classes when we do our campaigns. We typically do it through Zoom, but yeah, I find that makes a huge difference. Plus, it gives you a freedom. You can switch between the oral and the written. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and it's really well, we know that from All Time High and Spidey Show and kind of other classic net props, decade net props. But it's just really fun. And the thing we should remember for the podcast to tell people that if there's a one piece of golden net prop advice is that whenever you're writing live with people, you can hear each other as you write. When you read something that cracks you up, read it out loud. It's
Yeah.
really powerful. It's super great feedback. So
Well, and of course,
that's
what's nice in Fantasy Spoils is too that you can, there's a lot of coordinating that has to happen in D&D.
yes.
And I know we're just doing an adaptation of D&D, but it's nice to like do have that mechanism in play through audio,
Yes.
and not, I'm often, people can't probably tell from the transcripts of my campaigns, but I'm often telling people like, oh, roll for this or roll for that, or say something complimentary about your teacher now. Say it again now.
That's
Say it again
right.
now. That sort of
Exactly.
thing. And those cues are really important because I think students forget how fragile our egos are and how important it is for them to be constantly flattering us.
Yes. No, it's crucial, and I sometimes have to give them a pep talk. I have to say, students, You have to really knuckle down now. You have to dig in. Praise.
I love it. I love it. Well, that music definitely adds some serious force.
That's right. You've got to.
The other thing I just want to throw out there that's really nice, and this was true for Spidey Show, and it's also true for this project, because remember we would do those live sessions for Spidey Show where yes. I was essentially Skyping into your house and yes. seeing the people around the table.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. So
just being able to like there, I had this moment with Fantasy Spoils where we were heading into the Discord, which is our platform reason for Fantasy Spoils. And I saw one of my students' faces light up with a smile that I had not seen all semester long. Like this, the broadest smile that was not directed at the camera, but it was just sort of coming out effusively from her as we headed into the Discord. And of course, since I saw it over Zoom, I did ask her about it. I said, "Hey, what's going on with that smile?" And she said, Oh, it's just that this is bringing me back to my, Club Penguin days or Pop Tropica days or whatever platform they were using when they were children. And then she said, and this is the most fun I've ever had in any class at USC. And I said, Yeah, USC classes are dreadful. And by the way, 10 extra credit points for everybody in this class right now. I sprinkled the gold down both as a DM and a teacher, because as I've learned, those things are actually very similar.
Awesome. Make sure and tell that story on the podcast, will you?
Yeah. Well, I've got a few. Yeah. I've got a really important thing I want to say to make sure we get on the podcast.
Yeah.
I sure hope I don't forget it. And I hope we don't end up wrapping up before I get to it.
Can we get the intern to take notes? I thought we talked about that. Can they be taking notes about important stuff like that? Sorry, I don't mean to be picky, but just.
Listen, interns are it's hard to get those internships in the days of quarantine, COVID-19. So
yeah,
listen,
are they paying attention now? I just want to make sure they're paying attention. So, okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Make sure you remind me to tell the story I was thinking of. Just say anchovies and
anchovies?
That's like a trigger word. Yeah. Well, I mean, the intern can say it. Yeah.
I don't see the intern writing. Yeah. I mean, anchovies, the idea is that you write down that word anchovies for us. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Good. I think we got it.
Well, it sounds good. All right. I'm just about ready for the podcast. Should we do it?
Yeah, I think I have a couple things I have to do, about three things here and a few things to hustle around and do. But then otherwise, I think we're ready. And,
sounds great. I can't wait to record it.
We're going
to
start in what? Like, so we say 12 minutes? We start?
12 minutes. Okay. Sounds good. All right. Talk to you later. So, see you in the podcast.